Kof Beis Kislev, Monday the 29th of November, Rabbi Yaakov Englod, Eben Shasio, the Center of Civilization.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to be part of this major organization, Torah Wave. We chose the subject Eben Shasio. That's the first time it appears in Shas, is the Mishnah in Yuma. It's the fifth Perek of Yuma, where we're ready up to where the Kohen Gadol's ready made it to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And there's supposed to be some avodas done there on the Oroin, the certain Zrikas. But then the Mishnah says that the second bias, there was no Oroin. So the Mishnah says like this, Mishanitel Oroin, when the Oroin was removed, when there's no more Oroin, Even Hoysa Shom, there was a stone there, Mimois Nevim Rishonim, it was there from the times of the first Nevi'im, V'shasiya Hoysan Nikras, and it was called Shasiya. This stone is what we know as Eben Shasiya, the stone which is, Shasiya means the foundation of the world. That was the stone which, from there, the whole world was founded. So it's the foundational stone of the world. That's the notion of Shasiya. And the Mefarshim asks a question, that is something strange. The Mishnah says that this stone was there from the times of Nevi'im Rishonim, from the times of the first Nevi'im, but this stone was the stone that founded the world. So this stone has already been here since Sheshes and Mebereshes. So why is the Mishnah saying that the Mishnah is that this stone only sort of seems to have been there since Nevi'im Rishonim, which is the Shmuel and David? So the Tiferes Yisrael suggests that maybe, of course, the stone was there from Bria Sa'olam, but it was only discovered, it was only niskale, when at that time, in Nevi'im Rishonim, wasn't there, it wasn't apparent, it wasn't clear, they couldn't see where it was before, and Nevi'im Rishonim discovered it, and that's Pshat in the Mishnah. That's Tiferes Yisrael's suggestion to the Pshat in the Mishnah. But I'd like to quote a different suggestion, but first we have to do a little bit of exploring to find out where the Eben Shasiya really was. And there seems to be some problems. So, as we have it from the Mishnah, it's quite clear that Eben Shasiya, the foundation stone of the world, started up in where we are, the Kodesh Kadoshim, in the, you know, the far end of the Heichal, where the Kodesh Kadoshim was, where the Oron sat on top of that Eben Shasiya. So that was where the stone, we would have thought, originated. The Shaila is like this. There's two or three problems. There's a Maral who explains the Rashi in the beginning of the Torah. The Pasuk says, "Vayitza Hashem lekim es ha'adam afar min ha'adama." So Hashem created the person afar min ha'adama, from Adama. So Rashi there brings two pshatim what Adama means. Rashi's one pshat is that the Rosh was Sava Afro Nikol Adoma, he combines all Adoma from all four directions of the world, and with that he created man. And that the idea was Shakol Makushi Yomosham Sham Tehe Koltasai Kvura. Any place that he dies, that land were able to be coiled him for Kvura, were able to contain him for Kvura. And that's why he has to be created from all different directions, from all four sides, all different directions of the world. That's the first pshat of Rashi. The second pshat of Rashi is not Afri Mokish Nambo Mizbech Adoma Tasli. Oma Halavai Taylor Adoma Kapora Vayuchalamo. The Rosh Hashanah took the Adoma from the place where the Mizbech was going to be, that place, and from there he took he created man from that Adoma. And the Rambam actually adds one more line. The Rambam says, we're going to quote that Rambam a bit more in detail soon, but just the line that we're looking for is... The Rambam is, Amru Chachamim Adam Mimakim Kaparose Nivra. The place where he receives his kapara, where he gets achieves kapara, that's the mizbeach for the kavanos on the chapa for the person, he's created from that spot. So the morals, the Gurariya wants to know, how can we reconcile the two Rashis? The two pshat in Rashi. One pshat is it was land, Adama, from all parts of the world, and one was Adama from a specific place of the mizbeach. So he suggests a very fantastic terrace. He says like this, you can have one spot which is both. You can have it's all four directions, and yet it's one specific place. And that's if you get the middle. if you get the centre point of the world, the points where the world started from, so that in it contains in it all different, all four directions of the world, because this was the starting point of the world, and all four directions of the world stems and originates from that particular point. So that's the point, which is the middle. The middle point, and that was the place where the Mizbeach was. The Mizbeach was the middle place, and he brings the Pasuk of Siyayin Nechlal Yoifi, which is in reality it's a quote of Meresh Tanchuma, that the world was created from the Mokim called Siyayin, a place where Mishsam Hushsas Oilam, the world was created from that specific spot, and that is the centre of the world, so it's both the Mokim of the Mizbeach, and it's the Mokim which contains all four directions of the world. The problem is, so that's a beautiful shot, so we have one in the same spot, which is the spot which is the Makom Mizbeach, and yet it's all four directions. But the Maral is actually quoting Meresh Tanchuma, who says that Mitzia Nechal Yofi is the reference to the Evan Shasiya, that's clear, he calls it the Evan Shasiya, and he says the Evan Shasiya is the place where the world starts and the world was founded. But there we have again, we have a major problem here. That we know from the Mishnah that the Evan Shasiya was the Makom HaKodesh HaKadoshim. And here the Gurari is learning, as I explained, that reconcile the Rashi, that the place where it was the Mokam HaMizbeach. The Mokam HaMizbeach, that's the place where the Evan Shasiya was. And even stranger is the Tanchuma, which the Gurari is quoting, Tanchuma says clearly it's the Evan Shasiya, which is the Mokam of the Kodesh Kadoshim. And that's the Medrash that the Maral quotes to say that this was the place where the Mizbeach was, which starts off the whole world. So that's our problem here. On the one hand, we know that Evan Shasiya definitely was in the Mokim of Kodesh HaKadoshim. On the other hand, it would seem that it originated from the Mokim where the Mizbeach is now. That's the first problem. The second problem is, if we go to Yaakov Avinu's dream, Yaakov Avinu, when he went back to Haram Moriah, and he went back to that spot, now, he went back to that mountain, he said, Mokim Shisballah Avoisai, the place where my father's daven, that was the Mokim of the Akedah, I need to go back there. Now, let's work out where the Akedah was. The Akedah was, let's quote this Rambam. The Rambam says that Mizbeach Mekoimai Mechuvun B'Yosa. It's a very exact, specific place. And in terms of halacha, it's not allowed to be moved. It has to be in that place. It has to be there. And then the second halacha, the Rambam says, "Umesoyrus biyadakol." There's a mesoyrus biyadakol. Shamokin shabon by David the Shleim haMizbeach. That place that David the Shleim built Mizbeach. Who hamokin shabon by Avraham Mizbeach? For Ochad Olav Yitzchok. That was the place where Akedah took place. Our current place where Mizbeach is. That was the place where Akedah took place. Who hamokin shabon by Noach? That's the place where Noach built his Mizbeach. Because Yotzim Natseva. This is the same Mizbeach which Kain Hevel used to bring the Karbonus. And lastly, Uboi Hikriv Adam Harishon Kishnivra Karbon. Adam Harishon, the Gemara says he made the Karbon. The Makom Mizbeach which he used was again that very specific, exacting place, which Mechuvan B'Yosa was that Makom Mizbeach. Adam Harishon, the very first Karbon, was also in that place. And then the Rambam finished off, as we quoted before, Amracham Adam Kain Kabarasi Nivra. So, the Mokim of the Akedah, I think it's very clear, it's very clear from the Rambam, it's definitely on the Mokim HaMizbeach. Now, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer describes in detail what happened to Yaakov Avinu's dream, where he went to. So before he had the dream, famously they found 12 stones. Now where did he get those stones from? So the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says fascinating things. He took the stones from the Mizbeach of his father's Akedah of Akedah Sitzah. He took those 12 stones, he laid them around his head. When he woke up, as Rashi says, it became one. Now, it would be probably correct to assume that he took those stones and he laid them on them there. So his dream most probably took place on the Mokim HaMizbeach. Interestingly, the Baal HaTzurim brings the Gematria of V'hinei Sulam is Gematria V'zehu Mizbeach HaOilo. So, that's where the sulam, the middle or the bottom of the sulam, depending on Rashi and the Ramban. But wherever Yaakov Avinu's sulam, as far as in terms of the Hamir, where it was in Hamiria, was Mokim Mizbeach Oila. And when he woke up in the morning, he took that one stone and he turned that into Matseva. That was the Matseva which he poured the Shemen, and that was the Mokim of Yaakov Avinu's Matseva where he slept. Now, the Pirkei Blezer is not crystal clear. I cannot prove it 100% from Pirkei Blezer himself, but I researched the Reb Chaim Kanievsky on that Rambam, which we quoted before, says that the Maseva was definitely on the Makom, the same Makom Chuvim B'Yosef, that Makom where the Mizbeach was, that was the Makom where Yaakov's Maseva also took place, which fits very well with how the Pirkei Blezer says it, that he took those stones from that place, and he slept on it, and then when he woke up it was one stone, he put it in there as a Mizbeach. Reb Chaim Kanievsky takes on, he says it's a Gemara, that the, definitely that was Makom Mizbeach. So much so, even one of the Mepharshim on the Rambam, that was a sefer called Maaser LeMelech, I don't have access to it, the Kol HaOtzer doesn't have it, nor does Otzer HaChochma, but the Maaser LeMelech even asked the question, that why is it not part of the listing of the Rambam, that one of the things on that place was Yaakov Avinu's Mizbeach. But that's granted, that's clear, that's the Mokim where Yaakov Avinu set up his Matseva, was in the Mokim of the Mizbeach, exactly the same place where Yitzchak Sakeda took place, where all the other Karbanos took place, that's where it was. So Yaakov Avinu was there, the Mokim of the Mitzvah. Now the Pirkei Blezer carries on, and the Rebbeinu Shlom did something very, very interesting to that Mitzvah. Me'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nota Regel Yiminoi, he took his regel Yiminoi, the Tova Ha'eben Ad Imkei Tohimos, the stone all the way to the Tohim, he made a sniff la'aretz, in addition to the ka'av, which is sniff la'kippah, lefichach nikreis even shasiyah, therefore this stone is now called even shasiyah, shemishtam hu tabur ha'aretz, that's the tabur ha'aretz, literally the navel, but that's the central point, like the central point of man is his navel, so that's the tabur ha'aretz, is the even shasiyah, umisham nimtchak ha'aretz, and that's where the whole world developed and evolved from that, for the Roshan created it from, stretched out the world from that place, that was Mokhm Evan Shasiyah, as we know, Evan Shasiyah was Misham Hush Sasa Oilam. So we have it that this stone was now became, before I should explain, that although there was a Tabur Aretz already before the dream, seems as the Mepharshim bring there the Zohar already asked the question exactly how was it there for originally or was it added on later. It seems that the Ravel would like to learn that the Roshan attached that stone to the original place, the place of origin of the world, and it became one bit, and it started up from the Toim. Again, the Zohar says it started, the stone reached all the way to the Toim and then stuck up at the top as we have it as Evan Shasiyah. So again, so this now, this Matseva, which Yaakov Avinu sets up, the Rebbeinu Shlom now made this as part of the Evan Shasiyah, and this is the Evan Shasiyah Shemishtam Hushas Oilam. The world was created from that spot. So once again, we have the same problem that the Mokim Mizbeach seems to be the case where Evan Shasiyah is. But we know that Evan Shasiyah is not a Kodesh Kadoshim. How can we reconcile the two? Is where, so Evan Shasiyah, either the world starts from the Mokim Mizbeach, or the world starts from the Kodesh Kadoshim. How do you put both things together? And lastly, there's another problem. The Gemara in Yuma earlier says that Binyamin HaTzadik was very upset. See, the geography a bit of the Beis HaMikdash. We have the part of the Beis HaMikdash was in Yehuda's part, and the other part of the Beis HaMikdash was in Binyamin's part. Now, till the Mizbeach was Yehuda, and there's a little strip which of Yehuda which went into the Mokum Mizbeach, where the Yesod was, that was Yehuda. The other end, beyond the Mizbeach, that was Binyamin's Chelek. Now, Binyamin was very, the Gemara says, Chayfif Olav Kol HaYoyim, he was desired very, very much that the Beis HaMikdash should be in his part, and therefore he was Zoycha Lefich HaZocha Binyamin HaTzadik, Benase Ushpizchim Legvura. He became Ushpizchim, that's the host for the Rebbeinu Shloilam. So, and that's why he was zeicha that the Beis HaMikdash was in his part. The Ritzvah explains that what would have happened if not for his tefillah, that's the way we have it is, we come into Beis HaMikdash on the east, on the Mizrach, Mizbeach is more or less in the middle, and then on the west of the Mizbeach, Ma'ariv of the Mizbeach, that's where the Heichel, that's where the Kodesh Kadoshim is, it's on that side, that's the way the Beis HaMikdash lies. The Ritzvah says, if Binyamin wouldn't have davened, see, that's then what would have happened was, then it would have been in reverse, it would have been exactly the other way around. The Kodesh Kadoshim would have been in Yehuda's Chelek. And the Mizbeach would have been where it was. Now that's again, that's like we said, the Rambam says the Mizbeach has to be in a specific place. That can't move, the Mizbeach is fixed. So if you want to, if anything has to move, we're going to have to move the Heichel. So if not for Binyamin's Tefillah, we're going to have the Heichel rather than the Maariv on the west, we're going to have it on the east, on the other side. So we're going to switch around the whole picture of the Beis HaMikdash if Binyamin wouldn't have davened. He would have davened, and thereby he was zeicher that he became the host for the Shechina, and the Beis HaMikdash is the way we have it now, that the Heichal is on the west, and is their center. Once again, we have the same, a similar problem. That's, it seems from Chazal that the Evan Shasiyah is supposed to be the center point where the Oroin on the Kodesh Kedoshim is supposed to be on that Mokim of the Evan Shasiyah. But if we switched around the Beis HaMikdash and would move it, the Kodesh Kedoshim would be on the other side of the Mizbeach, then we're going to have the Evan Shasiyah stuck in Ephraim's, in Binyamin's part, and we're going to have the whole Beis HaMikdash, including the Heichal, in Yehuda's part, and the Kodesh Kedoshim is going to turn out to be miles away from the Evan Shasiyah. And it seems from Chazal that the very important for Emes Shasiyah is supposed to be the Kodesh Kedoshim. So how are we going to reconcile that? It would seem that Emes Shasiyah does not need to be in that specific place. Or the Kodesh Kedoshim does not need to be in that specific place. And that's not so mistaken that it should be like that. So these kashas bothered me for some time. And then when I was learning this Mishnah in the fifth period, you might see in the Rishonim, There's a phenomenal chiddush from a sefer called Shoshanah LeDavid. The Shoshanah David is most people know him as the Chasnei David, the David Parador, and he wants to suggest an absolutely phenomenal chiddush. He wants to say like this. He says he's asking the Tveris Yisrael's kasha once again. We must have been Rishonim. The Eretz Yisrael was there from the Rishonim. Was there from the beginning of the world. It was there, wasn't there? From the Rishonim. So he says no. The Evan Shasiyah started up somewhere else. It was somewhere else in Nazara, and in Yemos Nevi Rishonim, that's when that Evan Shasiyah made the move. It moved. It must have been a nest. The Evan Shasiyah moved from its original place, where the world started off in a specific place, I don't say where it was, but then it moved to where it is now. So after we've done all our sleuthing, he doesn't say where it originated, but I think we can comfortably say that the origin, the original place where the Evan Shasiyah started that was the Makom HaMizbeach. That's where it was. And then, in the times of Shmuel and David, this Evan Shasiyah actually moved, he says it must have been a nest, but it moved from the Makom HaMizbeach to where it was, to where it is currently in the Kodesh Kedoshim. A huge chiddush, but the Shoshanah LeDavid takes this chiddush on board. If we have that chiddush, we have the answers to all our questions. Of course, the Maral who says that the Bria Sa'olam starts out from the Makom HaMizbeach, on the other hand, we know it's from the Kodesh Kedoshim, both are true. The world started up in the Makom HaMizbeach, but now the Emes Shasiyah is currently in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Gerarius. The second Ha'ora, where Yaakov Avinu's dream, again, nothing had changed yet. That's only later. Most of you are him later with Shmuel and David. That's when it changed. In the time of Avinu's dream, the Evan Shasiyah was still in its original place. It was in the Makom where the Mizbeach is. That's where he had his dream. That's where he set up his Matseva. That's where it became the Evan Shasiyah. And later, that Evan moved over to the Kodesh Kedoshim. Let's go now to the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah who says that if Binyamin would not have davened, then the Beis HaMikdash would be switched the other way around and would have the Kodesh Kedoshim to the east rather than to the west. So it would make sense to suggest that wherever the Kodesh Kedoshim is going to be, that's where the Emes Shasiyah will move to. It actually moved, historically it moved to the Kodesh Kedoshim on the Maariv side, but that's because that's going to be Nom and Davin Dahat, and he got the Kodesh Kedoshim to be in his part. But had he not davened, then the Kodesh Kedoshim would have been to the Mizrach side. So then, he would have the Emes Shasiyah, when it made its move, would have moved Mizrach eastwards, rather than moving westwards. It's correct to say that Emes Shasiyah very much belongs to part of the Kodesh Kedoshim. But wherever the Kodesh Kedoshim would be, that's where the Emes Shasiyah would move to. That would answer the Ritzvah. Now there's a fourth Ha'ora which I had, which, it's a debatable Ha'ara, but it's if we're right, we can answer that as well. It's a machlokes tanoim in Yuma, where in Tzvachim as well, where was the Mizbeach in relationship to the Heichal? That means the Heichal was absolutely center of that Zara. There was a big 15 amma doorway at the center of the entrance to the Ulam, to the Heichal. Now, the Mizbeach, we know that the Kevesh is a different story, but the actual body of the Mizbeach itself, however big it was different sizes, but it was where it was. The question, where was it exactly? So there's 3/4 shittas. One shitta is that it was Mechza al Mechza, it was Mechza Dorim and Mechza Tzofen. It was exactly on the halfway line. Half of it was on the north, on the Tzofen side, on the right. The other half was on the left, on the Dorim. And that was where the Mizbeach was positioned, exactly spot on, bang in the middle of the Azara. Half of it, Mechza Tzofen, Mechza Dorim. That is one shitta in the Tanoim. The second shitta in the Tanoim is it was kuloi b'tzofen. It was completely on the right hand side on the tzofen, right of that line of the center of the Azara. It was completely to the right, and the kevesh continued over to the left. The third shitta is it was kuloi b'doroim. It was completely to the left hand side of it, and the kevesh stuck out much much further. And in that shitta, there's a variation. There's two. The Tosfos brings us could be either it was kuloi b'doroim or ruboi b'doroim. So we have, let's say, 3 shittas. Either it's the center, either it's to the right, or to the left. That's the way it is. The Rambam Paskins, it was Rubei B'Dorin, that's the 4th shitta. It was most of it, a little part was on the beyond the line, on the southern side. Most of it was on the left of the line, Rubei B'Dorin. Okay, that's how the Rambam Paskins. Now, if you go to Psukim in Yecheskel, you have Psukim which describe and Mitzvah Shem, what the third by Shlishi is going to look like. And the Psukim there indicates, and the Gon and the Ramchal, both Amadai, the Psukim, that the Osik Lavoi, the Mizbeach is going to be center of the Azara. It's going to be Mechza Tzofen and Mechza Dorim. It comes out from the Psukim, remember, you can have a look, it's the Gon and the Ramchal are both Madaik, that's going to be Mechza Tzofen, Mechza Dorim. Everyone's going to agree on that. So that creates a problem. The Rambam, as we quoted before, says that Mizbeach is Mechuvim B'Yoysa. That's fixed. That can't move. We've got Mizbeach is Mechuvim B'Yoysa. So, but according to the Gon, according to the Ramchal, upon the Psukim Yecheskel, there's going to have to be some shift, Lost of Lavoi, to align the Heichal with the Mizbeach, because currently it's not in line. Currently it's Ruboi B'Dorim. Lost of Lavoi, something is going to move in order to align and make the Mizbeach exactly center opposite the Heichal. So what's going to move? Obviously the Heichal is going to have to move. It's not going to be the Mizbeach to move. And that is not 100% clear. There is a Shittas HaTosfos who holds that the Mizbeach has a larger area that it could take up. It only took up 32 Amas, but there is 64. There's a bit much bigger, there's a bigger space it could be. That's Shittas HaTosfos. But the Rambam, the Chofetz Chaim, like the Rambam holds, no, it's exactly where it is now, it's not going to move, it's going to be there. So according to the Rambam, we're very fixed, we're rigidly on that specific place where it is now, the Mizbeach has to be there. If the Mizbeach has to be there, the only thing that can move is the Heichal. According to Tosfos, we can have the Heichal staying where it is, and the Mizbeach moving slightly, because there's room for it to move. According to the Rambam, the only thing that can move is the Heichal. Now, if the Heichal moves, L'chayra, the Heichal is going to move off where the Evan Apina, where the Evan Shtir is. The Evan Shtir is exactly on the Kodesh Kedoshim where it is now, and it's going to have to move a few Amos. It would seem that it's going to move off the point of the Evan Shtir. So what's going to be? So again, it's a debatable question, but the suggestion would be if it's already moved once, maybe the Aslan of it will move again. Who knows? Now, this is a magical Torah, but as far as the message is concerned, as Machabrusa suggests to me, like this. The world, I call this the title of it, of this Evan Shasir, Center of Civilization. Now, really, that's a Loshon of Chazal, Reb Chaim, the Loshon in Nefesh HaChaim, in the beginning of the Sefer says, Evan Shasir, Emtsa HaYishuv, the center of civilization. Now we know about the center of civilization. Now the world before Matan Torah, there was the Inyan of Avodah, the Inyan of Tefillah was already in place as soon as the world was created. That's the famous pasuk in the Torah. That before anything could grow, that it had to wait for man to daven, and only when man davened, that's when things started to grow. That means even the actual teva of the world is that means before. The teva of the world needs tefillah to keep it going. And the musag of tefillah was there right away from the beginning of Bria Sa'olam. We had tefillah. There was tefillah, there was avoida, there was karbonos. As you saw, there was all karbonos brought up. The amud of avoida was ready there from Bria Sa'olam. The world functioned, as you see, there would be no growth. Nothing would function without the amud of tefillah. That was till Matan Torah. So, if we want to know sense of civilization, as far before Matan Torah, when we say it's not just a geographical idea where Eretz Yisrael should be, it's an ideological center of civilization, where things should be. The center of civilization is going to be the Makom of Avoda. Where Avoda is, where Tefillah is, where that's going to be the center of the world. So therefore, the center of the world, till Matan Torah, was going to be the Makom where the Mizbeach is. The Mizbeach, that was the Makom Shante Kaparos, that's the Makom where Kapara, that's where the Avoda of mankind, where the whole world was running on Tefillah. So the center of the world is going to have to be geographically on the Makom Mizbeach, but ideologically it also has to be where the Mizbeach is, based on the Eben Shasir is going to be, the center of the world is on the Makom Mizbeach. But all that is until Matan Torah. When Torah is given, the center of civilization shifts and moves to Torah. Because now the world runs on Torah. And the world runs on Torah, then the center of the world has to be the Orin. The Orin contain the Torah, and that symbolized the whole Torah. The Hashras HaShchinah Vesa Mikdash was only when the Orin was there, the second Mikdash wasn't properly Hashras HaShchinah, and even the Orin really was buried beneath that stone. It was still there, and it still is there. The center of civilization after the Torah is given, that is from the heaven, now, currently, where the Orin is. Now, although Matan Torah took place earlier, but Matan Torah took place in Har Sinai, but the Rishonim will say that Har Sinai continues through the Mishkan. The Orin was the Hemshech. It's Ramban and Gilead Truma. The Orin was the Hemshech of Maimon Har Sinai. The Shekhinah continued from Kabbalah Satorah via the Orin, and until the Orin finally made its resting place, when the Orin made its resting place, now see Mois Nevi'im Rishonim, the Orin made its way and settled in its fixed place in the Makom of the Kodesh Kedoshim, and therefore the Kodesh Kedoshim now becomes the center of civilization. The Eben Shasir, with an S of course, but has to move from the Makom of Avoda. Now central stage is the center, is now the Makom of the Orin. Just allow me to finish on the notice of Torah way. It says from Tefillah to Torah, which is actually Halach and Shulchan Aruch. I'm sure it's been quoted here before, that a person is supposed to go from davening into learning. So Halach, Yehuchim Michael El Chayil, one goes from strength to strength. Now the original strength was the strength of Avoda, the strength of Tefillah. And then we have the higher strength, and that's the strength of Torah. That's the second Chayil, and Chayil El Chayil, from strength to strength. That's the Torah. That's why one moves from davening to learning. So it's really a revolution. That's what used to be for most of the normal people. You start your day the Tefillah way. Now you start your way the Tefillah way, and then you move it into start your day the Torah way. So I wish everybody we should always go Michael El Chayil. We should always have the sense of civilization completely focused. We start our day with Avoda, but then we move on to Torah. And in truth, everything that the Avoda and the Tefillah merge together, the Tefillah and the Torah merge together in the central place of Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we should always go from strength to strength, Michael El Chayil.